In Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, let us try to finish the Tosfos. And Tosfos brings the Shitas HaOruch. Just to refresh our memories, Tosfos had brought down a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara said, and that's the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Beis, Tosfos brings down the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Omar Hatoilish Ocean Im Lachila Kegreiris Im Liafaisa Bacholshu. The person is Toilish Ocean from Carcass if the intent is to eat it, so the shear is Greigris. If he wants to be Miyapa the Carcass, so the shear is Bacholshu. Uporich Otto Kulu Lav Liapa is Carcaninu. Whenever he pulls it out, he's Miyapa the Carcass. He should always be Chayvan a Kolshu. Umishani loinitzucha ela l'Rab Shimon damadovin shei miskaven muta. So since he's not mechaven to be miyapa de karka, he's not chayiv. Uporich v'baye v'rove da omri tavayu moide Rab Shimon b'psikreishe v'loyomus. So why are you saying he's not mechaven? He is mechaven. Out the psikreishe is a din of a mechaven. Umishani loy nitzricha da ovid ba'ar da chavre she'ein einene klub. It's speaking about that it was not done in his own karka, it was done in someone else's karka, that he doesn't have any benefit from it. Umikoma kim osa lachat chile kamay she'eforish besomuch elo she'ein chayiv chatos. If he does it ba'ar da chavre, he's not chayiv chatos. Umashme ho ba'ar di day, Chayiv Chatos. If he'll pull out the ulshan in his karki, he's Chayiv Chatos. Va'afel gav the ein miskafen liyafes karki, even though he wasn't mechaven in his karki also. Even though he psikreishe v'nenu, so memele, then he is Chayiv. And Tosfos later explains. Va'ara didei, even though he wasn't mechaven to be miyafe his karki, but since there's a non-sade that he's nechalei, so becomes a maloch atzricha legufe. So then he's chayiv. It's a maloch atzricha legufe because he wants the benefit of the yipui karke. Ma she'en kein ba'are de chavrei, since it's lo'ich pislei, so then you are potter because it's a maloch she'en atzricha legufe. That's how Tosfos says pshat in the Gemara. Now let us skip over and let us go to the second line of Tosfos where the lines start getting wide. Ubaorich perish beinyin acher ahi dahaboin. The Orich did not learn that the ptur of Are de Chavre is because it's a melocha shein tzricha legufe. The Orich learned differently. Loi tzricha de ovid ba'are de Chavre. So the Orich says, kiven she'ein Nene klal biyipui karka chaveroi. Since he doesn't derive any benefit from the yipui karka, shori afilu lechatchile, so it's not a meloche shein tzricha legufe, but here's a din of einei miskaven. So therefore, if there's a din of einei miskaven, shori afilu lechatchile, afil gav dahavi psikreisha. Even though it is a psikreisha, it's a psikreisha. The loyich paslei, psikreisha, that the end result doesn't, that he doesn't have any benefit from it, he doesn't derive any enjoyment from it, so such a psikreisha has a din of einei miskaven. Poho, the omar moide rab shimen be psikreisha, animilei bedover shehunene, kegoin ba'aro didei. So we had said over last week that Rab Chaim says Pshat in the Oruch. We'll see later in Tosfos Zicher did not learn like this, but Kapodim Rab Chaim says Pshat in the Oruch as follows, that there are two halachas. There's a halacha of Dovo She'enei Miskaven, and that Miskaven means Nichusa and Rotzen. That means he wants it to occur. If he doesn't want it to occur, so that's called a dovo she'enei miskaven. Therefore, the Orach holds, if it's lo'ich b'slei, So, was geht mir on that he knows that it will occur, ba'ara de chavre, he knows that it will occur, but since it's lay ichpes lay, so therefore he is, there's no nichuse, there's no rotzen, that it should occur, so that is considered a dovo she'ene miskaven, and he is potter according to Rab Shimon. There's another halacha, there's halacha of Malachas Machsheves, the halacha of Malachas Machsheves, Rab Chaim says that is totally in Yediyah. If he is aware that this will occur, that's considered Malachas Machsheves. If he's not aware, it's not Malachas Machsheves. So therefore Rab Chaim holds that Absikresha Deloi Nichalei, Deloi Ichpislei, is in Malachas Machsheves it is called, because by Leches Machsheves you only need Yediyah, and Apsikresha brings with itself Yediyah. According to Rab Shimon, the Rab Shimon holds you have to be a Miskaven. Miskaven means Rotzein, Miskaven means Nichuse, Miskaven means he wants that it should occur. Apsikresha, Delay Nichalei, there's no Rotzein for it, so therefore it is Mutter according to Rab Shimon. That is the Shitas Ha'oruch. So therefore the Oruch says, if a person tears out Ulshin Ba'ara Dechavrei, not it is Potter Avol also, the way Taisvis learns that has a Din Mechavein, but it is Potter because it's a Malocha Shein Tzricha Legufe. The Oruch learns Pshat, it doesn't have a Din Mechavein at all, and therefore it is Mutter. Bekoitzeitz Beheres Benoi, Shehunene, and also Kaitzitz Beheres Benoi, if a person will be mal his son, and the Ola has a Beheres, has a Nega on it, so even though he is not Mechaven B'shas Ktzitzas Ola to be Metair his son, but since he is Nene from the Hasoras Ha Nega, that's a psikresha de nichele. That's called his miskaven lohosir anega. Then it'll also be chayiv. Umitoich kach, and according to this beer, hiter barzo hakrucha bepishton, the oruch was mater lahaloche, a barzo that was wrapped around, a stopper that was wrapped around with a linen baguette, And this used to, this stuffed up a barrel of wine, and he was matter to pull out the barza limshech mimenu b'shabes. Afal kav deka ovid schite, even though by pulling out the barza, which is wrapped around with saturated linen, so he's making schite, he's being seichet yayin from the pishton, Bahave psikreshe, hoyel ve'enei nene ba'isa shchita, since he's not deriving benefit from this shchita, de ka'oza le'ibut, so memeles apsikreshe de lo'ich pislei, umuta, it's permissible. Period. This is shita sa'och. And the orach brought a raya, one of the orach's rayas were from the Gemara in Haboine, that says, Ba'ara de Chavrei, there's no Chiyiv Chatos. That's what the Gemara said. So Taisvi says, V'lav raya hi mehi de ka'ovid ba'ara de Chavrei de lishter lechatchila. So Taisvi says, there's no raya from the Gemara that is permissible. The hosom le'inyin Chiyiv Chatos koma. The Gemara over there is speaking about a Chiyiv Chatos. The ein chayiv chatos. The Gemara only says, ba'arad de chavri, not chayiv chatos. And Taisus loim shad, you're not chayiv chatos, because it's a malocha shein tzricha legufe. It is considered a machaven. A psikreshid loi nichele is considered a machaven, but it's a malocha shein tzricha legufe. Umiyu ikole meime, that's what the Gemara said. The osa lechatchile. Not that you're permitted to do it lechatchile. Not the way the Oruch learned that it becomes an eini miskav. The Gemara says in Rabbi Lezer de Mila as follows. We had learned on Lamed Daled Amud Beis that Abaye had said that the posik, besar olosoi, that is matter, that one is permitted to be mal on olo that has a nega on it. So we had asked Akasha, why do you need a posik? It's mutter because it's eine miskaven. So I need a posik to be matter. The posik, the lomdus of the posik is that the mitzvah mila is doiche the iser of tzitzis beheres. Why do you need heterim? It's mutter because it's a dover sheine miskaven. So Abaye said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is very good. Rabbi Yehuda's dover sheine miskaven is also min heterim. So Memeila, I would think he's not permitted. That's why the posik is coming to tell us he's permitted. So the Gemara in Shabbos says as follows: Va'abaye alibe de Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, adover sheine miskaven is mutter. So hay boser my ovid lay. So the Gemara says that according to Rab Shimon, the posik will be speaking about ba'omer avi haben lokeitz beheres benoyhu miskaven. That is speaking about that the father told the either the father alone is the male, or he told someone else to be mal, and the father has beferish intentions to take off the beheres. The father is a machaven to take off the beheres. So the posik is telling us that even though the father is a machaven, and automatically there's an iser of tzitzis beheres af al pikein, it is permissible. So Memele, the posik is speaking about not all cases, a case where the moyel is mechaven to be meiser the beheres. So there the zich an iser of tzitzis beheres. Therefore, you need the posik to be matter. The mitzvah smila is matter. Is doiche the iser of tzitzis beheres. Uporich, so the Gemara asks, v'i ika acha le'evet. If why was the posik matter? Tzitzis beheres bekavone, because it is nitchay de mitzvah smila. Let someone else make the bris. V'ika acher le'evet. If there's someone else around who's not mechaven to be meiser the nega, so let someone else be the moil, so you could avoid a din of tchiye. Kidereish Lakish, Leish Lakish says that the Torah never said Eser Deicha Loisase if it's Efshe Lekayim Shneim. If you could avoid the Din Tchiyah, then there's no Heter of Tchiyah. Umishani Deleke Acher. So the Gemara says that is true. If there's someone else here that has no intentions to be Metar the Nega, the father is not permitted to make the Bris. The posik is speaking about that the only moyel around is the father, and he has intentions to make the bris, to be metayr the nega. It is permissible. Avol iika acher, but valoche, if there is someone else here, hayamuta lechatchile. So the Gemara seems to say that if there's someone else around, so then the father doesn't do it, you tell someone else to do it. So now the Orech asks, but what is the difference between someone else and the father? It's a psikresha. When someone else will be meiser the olo, it's also a psikresha that he'll be, because it's the nega. So why should it be mutter by someone else? Alma, shori, Rab Shimon, psikresha, lechatchile, b'dover she'enei nene. So if the Gemara says that according to Rab Shimon, this is the ikaraya of the Oroch, according to Rab Shimon, it is permissible if there's someone else to be mal, someone else should be mal, so what is the mal of someone else that's a psikreshe? So you see that a psikreshe deloy nichalei does not have a din mechavein, And that's why it is mutter. So there's a het of dover she'enei miskaven, according to Rab Shimon. Ve'ein zu raya. So first of all, Tosis wants to say that this b'chlal no raya, d'ho d'mukilei abaya b'oimer aviya ben, haynu mikamei d'shom amirove d'moy de Rab Shimon b'psikreishe k'dekamas ikosom, l'bosa d'shom amirove sovro. There is a sugya there in Masechta Shabbos that it was a time that Abaye did not hold the svara that a psikereisha has a din of mechavin. Later the Gemara says, Rove said a psikereisha has a din of mechavin, and Abaye was made to Rove. This kasha of the Gemara on Abaye was before Abaye was noches to the svara that psikereisha has a din of mechavin. So there, and that matzav, the Gemara Stakasha, according to Abaye, why does Rav Shimon need the posik? He's not mechavin. So the Gemara says, the posik is speaking about a father who is mechavin. So the Gemara asks, but why is the father muti? Could do it all day acher. So this is taka good kasha. If Abaye was not noches to the svar of sikreisha, so an acher is taka not mechavin, an acher is taka muta lechatchila. But after the Gemara's maskone, that the Gemara says that Moide, that Abaye is Moide Terove, that Rav Shimon is Moide by Psikreishe, could be after the maskone, there's no difference between an Acher and a father. Could be that Psikreishe is a din of Mechavin. Lohochi porich va Abaye alibe de Rav Shimon, einu mikame de shome mirove de moide Rav Shimon be psikreishe. Kedamasi kosmo, bosa de shome mirove, sova. Lohochi porich va Abaye alibe de Rav Shimon, kiven de poligaf be psikreishe. Because Rav Shimon holds a psikreishe is also called einu miskaven. Vim kein loishna psikreishe, mishash einu miskaven. In this matzav of the Gemara, a psikreisha is not better than any einu mechavin. Hai bosa my ovidle. Avol amai de masik. But later when the Gemara comes to a maskone, the labaye nami moide be psikreisha, that baye is also moide according to Rav Shimon, a psikreisha is a din mechavin. So psikreisha is a din mechavin, then could be loishna oviv, loishna acher. That means that it has a din mechavin. So you don't have a Gemara. So the first kasha of Tosfos is, there's no such Gemara. The Gemara that says that an Acher is Mutter is before Abaye knew that Moide Rav Shimon Bepsikreisha. After this Yediyah, you don't have such a Gemara. Va'oid Maraya hi mehosam. Now Tosfos asks, let's forget about how we'll learn Pshat in the Gemara. It seems there's a way to learn Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara's kasha is afilu after Abaye was moide to Rove. So, okay, let us stop gribbling about Pshat in the Gemara's kasha. We'll say that the Gemara is speaking about after we know that Rav Shimon is moide by Psikreisha. From that's when state in the Gemara that an Acher is Mutter. V'hoid ma'raya hi ma'hosam. What is the raya? The oruch was mater lechatchila apsikreisha deloy nichalei. So, frektoisvis, what is the raya from over there that it's muta lechatchila? Dil ma'hosam midiya raisi shori. Maybe, I feel you have a gemara that it's muta. The gemara means minatayr it's muta. Avol midarabonon ika lemeimer the osa, but maybe midarabonon it's osa. So lahaloche the Gemara is speaking about minatayre. You say yes, deichaloisas is it efsher ideyacher. So if it's efsher ideyacher minatayre, you don't say yes, deichaloisas. But where do you have a Gemara that says midarabonon it is mutter? Maybe midarabonon it is osa. Now, let us just stop here for 1 second. So what is Tosfos saying now? So Tosfos is saying as follows. Afilu, we will be moided to the Oruch. And we will say, min ha-toire, miskaven is toli in nichuse, miskaven is toli in rotzen, in a psikreishe de loy nichelei, there's no rotzen. That's min ha-toire, miskaven needs rotzen. But could be midarabonon, miskaven needs yediyah. That as long as I know it will occur, even though there's no rotzen, midarabonon, I'm called a miskaven. That lechair is pshat and tais viskasha. That will be made to you. Min ha-toire, in order to be called a miskaven, you need rotzen. Now, psikreishe deloy nichalei is not considered rotzen. But midarabonon, in order to have a shame miskaven, you only need yediyah. And midarabonon, so therefore, psikreishe, I have a yediyah. that it will occur. So therefore, midrabbanon could be, it is also midrabbanon considered a mechav. Miyu ikalemeima. So Tosfos says, but that kasha already is not too gefelich. Why? The hochi maisi raya, the orach raya is as follows. That means a filo will say that b'chol ha-toyre kule, a psikreishe, gives it a din mechaven midarabona. Afal pikein, the orach said, by Shabbos, a psikreishe, the loy nichele will be mutter legamri. Why? Kiven de bishar isuri. The loy be'in in meleches marsheves by all isurim, which you don't need meleches marsheves muta min atoirim. Ein svore lesel gabi shabes afilu midarabonon. Then they wouldn't ask her shabes afilu midarabonon. So Tosfos means to say like this. Tosfos holds that according to the oruch, min ha-toyre, it is only considered a mechaven if he wants it. Min ha-toyre, it's only considered meleches machsheves if he wants it. That's how Tosfos understood now pshat in the orach. Therefore, a psikreishe de loy nichele, which he doesn't want it, so min ha-toyre is mutter. Mitam, beistamen. Number one, he's not a mechaven. Number two, it's not meleches machsheves. So Tosfos says as follows. So the orach held, since he's not considered a mechaven min ha-toyre, b'chol ha-toyre kul, he wouldn't be considered a mechaven since it's loy nichele. So even though mi derabonon said that in order to be considered a mechaven, it is sufficient if he has a yediyah it will occur, even though he doesn't want it, that's only in the halacha of miskaven. The midarabonon is considered a mechaven with a yediyah. But meleches machsheves, which mina toire, it's only considered meleches machsheves if he wants it. Here, the rabbonon never said that it's considered meleches machsheves, if he doesn't want it, but he knows that it will occur. So now Tosfos explains. Vadai, I bishar isuri osami deraise, if we will say that kavone is totally in yediyah, and b'chol ha-toyre kule, if I know that it will occur, I'm considered a mechaven. Mishum deloy binu bu meleches machsheves, because b'chol ha-toyre kule, you don't need rotzen, you don't need meleches machsheves. B'chol ha-toyre kule, you only need kavone, and kavone is through a psikreish, it's called, I was a mechaven, since I have a yediyah, it will occur. Oz o yeroi ligzer gabi shabes midarabonon la shvoisoi lishari suri. So then midarabonon we would asel, that means minatoire, every psikreisha is considered a machaven. So midarabonon, even meleches shabes is considered midarabonon meleches machsheves. Because the Rabbonon wanted to be mashve, they wanted to make similar all Isurim. So he said, midarabonon, even Shabbos, even though there's no Rotzen, but since there's a Yediyah will occur, it's also called Meleches Machsheves. That midarabonon, Shabbos, is doim l'chol ha-toyre kula. Afogav de midaraisi shori mishu Meleches Machsheves. But since the Orach brought a raya from the Gemara, that min ha-toyre is not considered a mechaven, the Gemara says, according to Rab Shimon, an acher is permitted to make the mila. So you see that min ha-toyre, in order to be considered a mechaven, you need nechusa, you need rotzoin. And therefore, psikreisha deloy nirchalei is muta min ha-toyre by tzitzis beheres. So therefore, the Orach said, so if he's only considered a mechaven midarabonon, so then Chazal were not machmer by Meleches Shabbos, because by Meleches Shabbos we have another reason to be matter, because since there's no nichuse, it's not considered Meleches Machsheves. So could be, Tosfos says, that is pshat the raya of the Orach. Not here an offene gemore that it's mutter midarabonon, But since he had an often gemara that it's muta mina toire, he could already state that by meleches Shabbos, which you need meleches machshabbos, it will be muta legamri. Miyu lemai de frishes, but the way that faces is going back again. But that's only if he has a gemara. That according to Rabbi Shimon is not considered a machave mina toire. Aber miyu lemai de frishes de lebesayif hodabei, that this whole gemara is only speaking about according to Abaye before he knew the din that moide Rabbi Shimon bepsikreishe. So then the gemara said that efshal yedei achel. But after the Gemara was machadish that Rav Shimon is moide bepsik reishe, usvir alei de moide Rav Shimon bepsik reishe, so then it will be a bekzitzas beheres also midereiser. So then it could be there's no Gemara whatsoever. The whole Gemara is only speaking about before we Abaye knew about moide Rav Shimon bepsik reishe. But la haloche that now Abaye is moide terove moide Rav Shimon bepsik reishe. So, b'tzitzis b'heres, also mit der Reise, afal gav de loy mechave. V'im kei, now I think there's a mistake in Tosfos, v'im kei, loy shno oviv, we have to skip over, v'im kei, so if moy der Rav Shimon b'psik reishe, so by b'tzitzis b'heres, loy shno oviv, v'loy shno acher, there's no difference between a father and someone else, because if Meid Rav Shimon b'sikreishe, so by an acher, a b'sikreishe will also give him a din mechaven. V'im kein, b'shabes oschino lechatchilim. So then it'll come out that by Shabbos will be also lechatchilim. That means, if we will, that means Tosfos wants to say that l'fiyah emes, there's no such gemara, And Tosfos holds la halacha kavone is tolly in yediyah. So a psikreish is considered a machaven since I know it will occur. So memelik tzitzis beheres is also min ha-toyre. So therefore, even though meleches machshevis Tosfos wants to say does depend on rotzen. And therefore, psikreishe de loy nichelei would not be chayiv in Shabbos because there's no rotzen. Teltus amalachas mach Shabbos. Aber al koponim, since an einei mechavim b'chol ha-teire kule is chayiv min ha-teire is b'Shabbos osrinu lechatchile, so then malachas Shabbos and al koponim is also midarabon. Now Tosfos was dinging, does he have a raya? Doesn't he have a raya? Now Tosfos wants to go full force. Va'adarabe. Misham kosher leperish orach. From that gemore is a kasha on the orach. Midaloi kama. The gemore asked this kasha that according to Abaye, what did Rav Shimon do with the bosser? Ela la baye hai bosser my ovidle. So why did the Gemara only ask according to Abaye? What's according to Rove? Avo le Rove de svira le moide Rav Shimon bepsikreishe. So it seems the Gemara didn't have any kasha whatsoever what Rav Shimon did with this bosser. Why not? Because according to Rove, since Moed Rav Shimon bepsikreishe, so everyone is called a machaven. Acher is called a machaven. Everyone is called a machaven. Aval le Rove de svira le Moed Rav Shimon bepsikreishe, lo ishani le bein oviv bein acher. So memele from the Gemara over there, that the Gemara only is according to Abaye, not according to Rove. So you see klar that according to Rove, it is poshut why Rav Shimon needs a posik to be matar mila, because according to Rove, since it is a psikreishe, and why the Rav Shimon be psikreishe, so it is a din mechavin, and without a posik, he would not be permitted to make the mila. Now, the next line of Tosfos is the Davoini very, very unclear. Tosfos says as follows. Kivon, the svira lei b'shabes, the midarabonon also psikreishe. Now, it seems from the Lashon of Tosfos, the Siach Yitzchak also seems to say like this, that Tosfos found a Rove that said that a psikreshe de loy nichalei is also by Shabbos midrabono. Where this Rove is, I haven't the faintest idea. No, but it would seem from the Lashon of Tosfos that that's what Tosfos is saying now. Ki even the svirelei be Shabbos, the midrabonon also be psikreshe. Afo gav de midrais ishori mishem aleches mar Shabbos. Now, Tosfos found a Rove that said by Shabbos it's also midrabonim. So therefore, you have to say that every enim is kavan is also min Torah, and Tosfos made that cheshbon before. But where this svirelei is, veisach nisht. And if there is a maimer of Rove, it's gosh shreklich, because Tosfos l'shitose, Tosfos said before on the Gemara in Krisus, that psikreisha makes it maleches machsheves. Now Tosfos has a svirelei b'shabes that's also midarabonon. It's not maleches machsheves. I don't know pshat poshet in this shura of Tosfos. Let us go further. Va'oid maisi raya miperik kol kisvi. The orech brought a raya from another gemara. The Gemara in Kol Kisve is speaking as follows. There's a machlokes tanoim, what they did erev Pesach shechaliyes b'Shabbos. So they shechted the korban Pesach and they were mafshit the skin of the korban Pesach according to everyone till the chazah, till the breast. They had to take out the Yemurim in Shabbos. They had to be makter the Yemurim. So that they zichid it. Now there's one Tana that holds, they were mafshit the whole thing. Why were they mafshit the whole thing? Because he said that there was no refrigeration then. And if you have a lamb with its skin warming it up, we're speaking about in Yerushalayim, b'Yimei Nisan, so it's hot. So the basa would spoil. So therefore, they were mafshit, they took off the whole skin. Very nice. They're not doing it, they don't want the skin, they want that the basar should be edible. Frek the Gemara, very good intent, but you're doing a malach of the rice over here. How are you allowed to do this? You're mafshit. It's malach, it's mafshit. So the Gemara says, the shokil lay bebarzi. He doesn't take off all the skin at once. He takes off small pieces. So the Orach learned pshat, either small pieces, that's a Rashi learned pshat, Orach God, they bring down a lot of different pshat, that he made cuts in the skin, so the skin is unusable. Or that's a Gili Das, he doesn't want the skin. So if he doesn't want the skin, so it's a psikreshe, the loinichelein, smutalachatchila. That's how the Orach learned pshat in that Gemara. Shokilei bebarze was a hechoche, that he doesn't need the skin, he won't use it. So if he won't use it, it's a psikreisha delay nichalei, and it's mutter. So the Orach said, va'av agav de moide Rab Shimon bepsikreisha, hoil veinei nene mutter. It's mutter, lachatchili, you're allowed to do it. That says they did it, not they did it. So it's a raya that it's mutter. The ene raya, it's not muchach that that's pshat in the Gemara. You can learn a different shot. K'moyshe peresham Rashi, the lav melochi, dein derech hefshet bekach. So Rashi learns, barzi means they didn't take off one large piece of skin. They took off small pieces. So that's not meleches hefshet. So not pshat, it's meleches hefshet, not loy nichelei. It's not meleches hefshet. That's not the tzuras ha-melochi. Oy yes le forish de shokale be khatige is ktanis kol kach shein ben baachs mem las is kemie. Kemie, he took out, he cut off very small pieces of skin that it doesn't even have the shear. Hilkach le choshiv oyr ve ein ze hefshet. Hefshet means you're separating oyr from boso. If it doesn't even have the shear of a kemie, so it doesn't have a chshivis of oyr, so tutzach bechlau nish the melochet. So that's why it is mutter. Not the way the Orach learned pshat that it's mutter because it's a psikreisha delay nichele. Oit hevi rai. The Orach brought another rai. Mida oma perek lulav hagozel. The Gemara lulav hagozel says as follows. Ein memaitin oisoi biyontev. that if a person has a hodos, that anovav merubam me'alov, that means there are berries that grow on a hodos, if there are more berries than alim on the hodos, so it passes the hodos. Lemaise, you can kasha the hodos. You take off the berries, and they'll become a kosher hodos. But kozman, the berries are attached, it's a posel hodos. So the Gemara says, if you take off the berries, it's a kosher hodos. But emeimait in oisei b'yontiv, you're not allowed to take it off in yontiv. Why not? Because you're misakin money. That means before it was not considered a heftzeh shel mitzvah, it was posel le mitzvah hodos. Now you take it, now you take off the berries, and now it's a chavshe shalmitzvah, so you're misakin mona. Mishum Rabbeleza b'Rab Shimon Omar memayit. Rabbeleza b'Rab Shimon said, you're permitted to be memayit. In fact, the Gemara, Oporich, v'okem misakin mona. What do you mean you're permitted to be memayit? You're misakin the hodos. U'mishani hochi b'mayeskinon sheliktom la'achila. He's not mechavin to be misakin the hodos. He wants to eat the berries, the good berries, he wants to eat them. V'dovo she'ein miskaven muta. That means since his intentions are to eat the berries, and memele, you know, it becomes a kosher hodos, mechitesi, but so memele, fashteitzach, if you want to take off the berries to be misaken the hodos, you're not allowed to. But it's speaking about, Rav Shimon says it, he wants to eat the berries, this is permissible. You can't say, Mamait Noisa Beyontav, it's not true, you could, if I need to be mutter. It's a Dovashayne Miskaven, and he holds like his father, that Rav Shimon says, a Dovashayne Miskaven is mutter. Uporech vamoide Rav Shimon bepsik reishe. So the Gemara is, he holds like his father. But Rav Shimon is moide bepsik reishe is also. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche de Islay Hashana Achite. He has another Hodos already. He doesn't need this Hodos. So the Oruch said Pshat. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara made a Kugel over here. The Kugel is as follows. He's picking it to eat. He's not Mechaven to be Mesakin the Hodos. And that's the Gemara says, it's a Psychrasis. The Gemara says he has another Hodos. So what's Pshat in this Kugel? He's not Mechaven, he has another Hodos. So the Oruch said, Pshat, the Ma'acher she'enoi nene. So it's a psikreshe de lo ichpes le. He doesn't need it. So he did, kosher hodos, not the kosher hodos. It means it's lo ichpes le. Ma'acher she'enoi nene bedovor muter afogav dahavi ki psikreshe. Even though it's a psikreshe. This is a good raya. This is a bittery geschäft. The Ein Litchoyz. Now Tosfos is going to try to ding sich with this raya. The Ein Litchoyz. So Tosfos wants to say a teretz, and maybe some Rashi learns like this pshat in the Gemara, but Tosfos doesn't want to say this pshat. Tosfos wants to say maybe we'll say a very lumdish pshat. The loyma ma'acha the islay heishana achite loyhave misakin. The Gemara means not it's a psikreish, it's a misakin. As long as he doesn't need it, he's not called a misakin in Gansen. That means, what is the difference if you have a hodos without berries? Let's talk in the middle of the year. A person will have a hodos and eat the berries. So he did something, he did nothing. But there's a difference, hodos with berries, without berries. The whole tikkun is, in Sukkot, when you need it, lemitzvah, oh, that's a tikkun. But if he has another hodos, he doesn't need it, so this is not called a tikkun. This won't be used. This hadas won't be used at all. He'll use this for psalmim. So this hadas won't be used at all for mitzvahs lulav. So memelech, it's not called a misakin. That's pshat in the Gemara's teretz. Not it's a psikreshe delay nichelay. It's, if he has another hadas, there's no tikkun in Gansen. It's mutter legamri. Ve'ein litchis v'loima. Mi'achid is le'yashan achita le'have misakin. He's not considered a misakin. Kiven de ene misakne le shem mitzvah. Dim kein mai duchke le meimer, Rabbeleza b'Rab Shimon, sovel lo kevua. So why did the Gemara start off by saying, Rabbeleza b'Rab Shimon holds like Rab Shimon, the omo dove shene miskaven mutter. That Rab Shimon holds the dove shene miskaven mutter. If the teretz le maise is, if the teretz le maise is that it is no tikkun, because he has another hodos, So why does he have to hold like Rab Shimon? He has another hodos, so it's not called a misakin mona. I feel like Rab Yudim Motzi Luk Mahay Taim. So Memele, so Tosfos says you can't say this pshat. So we have here a kugel. That means, the Gemara means it's only mutter because he holds like Rab Shimon, and he has another hadas. So kolchoch, it's a raya to the oruch, that a psikreshe, the laich bislay, is not considered a machaven. Because in order to be considered a machaven, you need nechuse. Miyu yesh litchois. He says, maybe we could dingzach with this raya. Ma'acher she'oisai tikkun afilu b'miskaven einei osa elo midarabonu. This whole tikkun is only a tikkun mona derabonu. The miut anovov einire tikkun kol kach she'yichoshev tikkun minatoire. This is not considered a real tikkun minatoire. Abikavega brings that the Mordechai says it is a tikkun mona deraisa. But Isis says, no, that's not considered a tikkun mona min ha-toyre. That what it is, b'stama koshel ha-mitzvah. Loi gozru bei rabonon kivin she'ein nene. Now here, Tosfos is making another kugel. Tosfos is saying that by an iser de rabonon, a psikreshe de loi nichalei is mutter. That Tosfos Lemaisa is saying this. Grada Chazaynish in Hilchus Shabbos, he has a problem. He wants to go with the Oruch, no, but the Oruch is we don't pass no Toch. We said, oh, but Tosfos says by Nisa the Rabbonon, Psikreshe de Loi Nichalei is Mutter. So we hear by this Tosfos. Klar, how this works, darf man verstehen. Lemaisa, it is very interesting. There's a Machloikis, the Mogen Avraham, and the Trumas Hadeshin. By an Isser the Rabbonon, if a psikreshe bechlal is also. The Trumas Hadeshin says that a psikreshe by an Isser the Rabbonon is tamazay mutter. If he wasn't mechavan to do it, so it's tamazay mutter. The Magen Avraham says it is also. And Tosfos is l'chayre number one aray to the Magen Avraham, that a psikreshe is also, but a psikreshe the loy nichalai will be mutter. So that's how Tosfos wants to say pshat in the Gemara. Ole divrei ha'oruch osi shapir ha da oma beperi kol atodim. Tosfos says there's one Gemara in Menachos which will be very good according to the Oruch. The Gemara says as follows: Ha misnadev yayin, if a person is misnadev yayin, is mevi umizalfoi al gabi ha'ishin. Like this, the din of nisuch hayayin, he had no shaykhis at all with the ishim. It wasn't al ha'esh. There was a place where they poured down the yayin on the mizbeach. There was an opening in the mizbeach where they poured down the yayin. That was nisuch hayayin. But the Gemara says ha misnadiv yayin. If a person is misnadiv yayin for a kolm, is mevi umizalfay al gabi ha'ishim. How could you do such a thing? If you'll pour it on the eish, so you're mechabe, and you're not allowed to be mechabe, the eish ala mizbeach. Umuki loke rab shemen, damadova sheni miskaven muta. Afilu dahave psikreishe. So now Taisa says, so what's the mile of rab shemen? It's a psikreishe. She efshel azalav agabe ishim shlo yechabe. It's impossible if you're pouring yayin on the eishel zichabi mechabe. Aval pikein mater rab shimin lechat chile. You're allowed to do it. So it's lechayr at samir dike raya to the oruch. Ma'ache shein ein nene. Since it's not nene, it's a memele, it's mutter. So you see, a psikreish is loy nichle is mutter. Miyu ein nire divrei oruch. So Tosfos says, this gemor is very good like the oruch, but la aloha Tosfos says, I wish to disagree with the oruch. From two Gemaras. Gemara number one. The mafis musa kedei lahoitzi mimeno lecho. A person has a boil and he makes a nekev, a hole in this boil. His intent is lahoitzi mimeno lecho. Pota aval oso. So it's oso midarabono. And Taisa Mitzvah Lab Mishum Tzara, the Inchi, So for the Mokim Tzah, they were Mata. But without Mokim Tzah, it would be also Midarabonim. Now, Taisvis, now let us explain. Mafis Musa is, a person makes a Nekev in a Musa, so that falls under the category of Boine. He's making a Pesach, just like a person, the Chazanish says a person will make a hole in the, two holes in a can of oil, one for the air to go in, one for the oil to go out. So he's chayiv min ha-teira als boin, he made a Pesach. So, and if you make a Pesach and a lul shel ta'anagolim, you also chayiv. Making a hole is binyan, it's a Pesach, you're making a Pesach. So a person, yesh binyan ba'odam, Rashi says in Ksubis. So if a person makes a hole in a mulse, so he's making a Pesach. Now, a Pesach, minatoire, is dafke if it's made for knise and yetziah. It has to be used to go in and out. So if his intent would be to drain the pus and to let the air go in, that would be a Pesach d'oraisa, and he's miskaven to do this. So there, he'd be chayev, but if his whole intent was lahoitzi mimeno leicha, so he doesn't have kavone to make a Pesach leknisa uleitziye, is potter avol also. So it's also midarabone. La mishum tzare deinshi. He doesn't need the Pesach. He's not mechaben to make a Pesach. Rabbi Kivege asks on this Taisvis, he says he doesn't understand this Taisvis at all. He says, if a person is making a hole, he's making a Pesach. You can say it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. Ein miskaven is only when there are two things. He's being mezalef yayin, and there's a kibui. There's a geirer, he's geirer akisei, and there's becoming a charitz. Ein miskaven, where we have a case of ein miskaven, he's pulling out ulshin, and it's miyapa de karka. Two things are occurring. He's not mechaven for the second thing, so memele, so that's a dovah shein miskaven. It's a psikreshe. That's what we're speaking about. But if a person makes biyadayim a nekev, that's what he's doing. He's making a Pesach. He doesn't have intentions for it. For if he doesn't want to make it, so it's a malacha shein tzricha legufe. He doesn't need a Pesach, but he's making a Pesach. What shayches does this have to a psikreshe de loy nichele? He's making it biyadayim. So this Raya Rabbi Kebeka doesn't understand. Let's go a little further. V'chein kasha, now this is another kasha, which is a meridike kasha. Mimachat shel yad litel bo esakoitz. The Gemara says, the Mishnah, that a machat, a needle, a sewing needle, is not mukta, even though you can't sew on Shabbos, because it could be used to take out a splinter. So al kaponim, we see from the Mishnah that one is permitted to take out a splinter in Shabbos. Umeforish lo b'Sanhedrin, how you have to take out a splinter in Shabbos? The problem is, if it's a deep splinter, he might make a chabura. So he's chayvul. Umeforish lo b'Sanhedrin ali b'darab Shimon, the omar, why is it mutter? The omar meloche shein tzricha legufe potter oleho. Because since he doesn't need the chavola, he doesn't need the yetzias dam, so it's only also midarabonon, the davke mishum tzare de gufe. Olav hochi, loy, but if it wouldn't be a malocha shein tzricha le gufe, if it wouldn't be a heter of tzare de gufe, it would be also. Hektach tois vis afa gavle mechavein lases chaburikim lohoitzi akoitz, there he zichi wants to do something else. A filo will say it's a psikreshe, that during the process of taking out the splinter, he will have to draw blood. But so why do you need Rab Shimon Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufe. Why do you need Tzara LeGufe? According to the Oruch, you have a Breite Heter, you have a Heter, it's a Dove Shein Miskaven, since I'm Sekresha, the Lein Nichele. So, from back in Mare, Taisa schlugs up the Oruch. Fisa Tzricha Nono LeYashav Hidachol HaTodem. So now we're stuck, there's a Gebore that would, which seem very much like the Oruch. A person is permitted to be Mezalif Yain Agabi Eitzim, Agabi Yishim, he's a Mechabe. You have to say, the La Psikreshu, it's not a Psikreshu. It's not Muchach that it will be Mechabe Shemezalfi Betipim Dakes, that he could be Mezalif Betipim Dakes, that it won't be Mechabe. So Mamela, it's not a Psikreshu. Inami Agabi Yevorim, Devshishli Yechabe say, she won't be mezalef directly on the eish, is mezalef on the ivorim which are on the eish. So it's possible it won't be mechabe the eish, so it is not a psik reisha. Let us see the Mishnah further. Heviuhu lebeis haparve, we're up to the Kohen Gadol finished with the avoide of the tomid, big day zov, and now he's up to the avoide sayoin, big day lov. Heviyuhu lebeis haparve, they brought him to the lishkas beis haparve ubakodesh oiso. Here already this tefillah was bakodesh. Posu, this is kedushas hazorah. Posu sadin shalbutz beinei lebeino om, so they made a mechitza made out of linen. Kidesh, so the tanakama holds, kidesh yodo veraglov uposhak. He made kidesh yodayim before the pshita. Before he took off the big days off. Rav Meir Oimer, Poshat, he first took off the big days off. Kiddush Yodah Veraglo. Yorad Vetovol, Olav and Nistapok, he tabled himself, he dried himself. Heviu loy big day lovon, lovosh v'kiddush Yodah Veraglo. That means by the Levisha, everyone holds the Kiddush Yodayim was after the Levisha. Beshacha hayeloivish plusin shel shneim osomone. By the Beshacha means there were two times he was loivish big day lovon. The first time in the morning was loivish big day lovon. That was for the bringing the ketores and lifnai v'lifnim. Bazos dom lifnai v'lifnim. That was Beshacha. So on this, these avoides, he wore plusim. Plusim is big day pishton that came from Ramses. Shel shneim osa mone, that it was expensive. They cost 12 mone. A mone is 100 zuz. Bein ha'arbayim, the second time he put on big day lovon, and this was to take out the kafa machta. Hindiyim, this was big day pishton from Kush, Rashi says, shel shmoine meyizuz, which was worth 8 money. Divrei Rab Meir. So according to Rab Meir, the big day lovon shel shachar were worth 12 money, the big day lovon shel bein abayim were worth 8 money. V'chachomim oimrim, b'shachar hayoloivesh shel shmoine osam money. V'chachomim said, no, it's more expensive. Shal Shacha was 18 mona, Ben Abayim Shal Shnei Mosa mona, Hakil Shloishim mona. Eilu, the Bachas Geiris, Neitel Mina Hegdish. That means this, the till 30 mona Hegdish foot the bill. Vim Rotze Lohosif, if he wanted to have more expensive begodim, Moisif Mishaloi, then he had a foot the bill for if he wanted more expensive begodim. Zogt Rashi, Eviyu lebeis haparve, Litvel tvila sheinis, Shituna mokim kodish, because the precious lel, the second tvila had to be mokim kodish. Ramei roimer poshat tvila, v'acharkach kiddish. But precious lel, plutai, we hear in the machloikis, if first he was makadish, and then he was poshat the big days of, or after the pshita. Bishacha begodim shloivish betfila zu, hoya mi pishton, shamadinis pilusin, shul choshev umulu. It was a very choshev linen. Bein obayim begodim shloivish loitzois kafo machta, hindiyim shoya mi pishton, sales hindiyim, vi eretz kush, kide metagim yenisim ben azil, hayahapach kushi oiri, so that oiroi, so that targim says hindevo. So Taisva says, lo yadana, why isn't the Tana consistent? Am I like Tomas shel ches money? He starts off in the morning, it was 12 money, and this was 800 zuz. Could it come a bereshish, shel yud beis money? So say, 8 money. Vait koshling, am I like Tony bimusa de rameya, just like he added up in the Chachomim. There was a reason why he added up. We'll see in the Gemara why. So why didn't he add up according to Rav Meir? Shein esrim money. Kedektoni b'seife b'mulsai de Rabbonon. Shein shloishim money. Mi uho loy kosher. That isn't a kosher. The mishum de bereisha loy tona kula milsa b'loshin money. Loch elektoni nami b'seife b'sach hakel. Since he's speaking about two different types of coins, he's speaking about money and he's speaking about zuzim, so he can't add up money and zuzim. So Mamel, that's why he didn't add it up. Loi beloshin monim, veloi beloshin zuzim. Miu, he guv it timely. Am I like Tony Bereish, akel beloshin monim? Why wasn't he consistent? The lekel a meima de ches meye zuz de koma zuzi pshitinini. This is not money of tzuri. This is zuzim of Medina, which is an eighth less. He de sefek afal pi venosan lo kelim shel nun zuz de mefoshi osam nun zuzi pshiti. Zuzi Medine, Shem Shmini, Shaldino Tzuri, Vechaina Hudepek Metziyase Isha, the Mesi Yisaymel Yifras Lomi Nun Zuzi, so maybe it means it's not 800 Zuz, it's 100 Zuz. Chobe the Manafkamine, Vilei Mehindavin Shalmone. So that's no Teres, whatever Zuz was speaking about, about Al Koponim, you could have made it into Amone, Sachako, Yud Gimel Mone. Boyd mistame bezuzi tsuri ayri da volu shol shachis adif minay rak shlish tum yid rabonam. We see from the rabonam there's a ratio that the begodim shol shachis were worth a third more than the begodim shol bein abayim, 18 and 12. So mistame here it's also 12 and 8, not 12 and 1. Vishema yeshloim ein aloshen neifel betoiv Laima shmoina mono. They have like two moina mono together. It doesn't, it's not too easy to pronounce. So therefore, the Tana and everything was learned balpe. That's why the Tana said, shmoina meyezuz. Zach the Gemara. My parve. There was a lishkes beis parve. What? My parve. Omar Rav Yosef parve amgushe. It's a very interesting Gemara. Parve amgushe. Mechashiv echod bono, a mechashiv built this lishke, ushmoi parve. His name was Parve. So it's a very interesting thing. We know he was by profession, he was a mechashiv, which is also, he wasn't a big tzaddik, and he built a lishke in Dazore. The Meiri says, maybe it's a little bit more understandable according to the Meiri, umitoich shebono mechashiv echod, shoyushmoi parve, was a mechashiv that did tshuva. So memele, that's very good already. So they were toivul the kohen gadol b'yom kippurim and alishka v'bal tshuva. It was a mechashiv, but now it's called lishkas. This lishka is called beis haparve, because that shows if you do tshuva, you can build a lishka in the beis hamikdash, and they'll put on a tzetel engraved beis parve. So memele. So it could be that is pshat, according to this pshat. Taisvah says, Parva amgushe, perish be'oruch, v'zel l'shoine. Yesh minachachomim sh'oimrim, ki chofar mechila tachas akarke be'kodesh, ad sh'yir avoydes kain godu, v'irgishu akahanem b'chfire, matzu v'koro oisei halishka al shmoy. Now, this is also unclear, but the Taisus Yeshanim, which is not gedrukt in the Gemara, but in the new Taisus Yeshanim, explains the story a little better. This Megusha, this Parve, hoyaroitze lirois beis kodshe kadoshim. He wanted to be in the Kodesh Kadoshim to, what a chassid wanted to see a Rebbe. He wanted to see the Kodesh Kadoshim, in Kleinikai, the Kodesh Kadoshim, B'yem HaKippurim, in Kodesh Kadoshim, Afilu HaBalach wasn't able to enter. He wanted to be there. So they didn't let them in. So he started digging. Sheiroitze lirais beis kodesh kadoshim, vayoisem mechilais bahara bayis. Uba'oisa lishka hirgisha boy. They hopped him in this lishka. That means somehow they were in this lishka, and they heard some noise outside, and they knew that it wasn't an animal, it was a person, and they chapped him there. So the base of parva means in this bias they chapped the parva. That means he wanted to do something shaloika oigen, shaloika aloche, and he was caught here. So that's why this is called base of parva.